And welcome back to a very special episode of Pangolin, the Conservation Podcast, the show dedicated to exploring and amplifying the world's underappreciated conservation stories. I'm your host, Jack Baker, and today I am joined right off the bat, because we're doing a short little special episode, by Tim and Lita from Wildlife Madagascar. Now, if you listened to the last episode of the podcast, you'll know they have just been here. We were talking about their incredible organization, Wildlife Madagascar, and the work that they do, and they are back because today is World Lemur Day. Happy, happy, happy World Lemur Day, everybody. I hope you're all having a lovely, wonderful day. And it leads me to the one question which I have for you two today, which is, of course, what can everybody who's listening do? We're all celebrating World Lemur Day. What can we do to help protect lemurs? Take it away.
I'll start, I guess. So, number one, it would be wonderful if the listeners could visit us in Madagascar. Come to Madagascar, see Madagascar firsthand, and it'll inspire you, and it'll be the first of many trips. Believe me, it's happened to all of us that work there, that you just keep going back and helping those local, wanting to help the local communities and work with the wildlife there. For those that aren't able to go, there's a lot of amazing programs, a lot of amazing initiatives that are taking place in Madagascar. So, you know, look up organizations that are, you know, reforesting. They have reforestation efforts on the ground, and support those programs, you know, donate, learn more about Madagascar, put more, I mentioned in the last episode that there are over 112 different lemur species, and yet most people only know one or two species. Everybody instantly associates the ring-tailed lemur as the lemur, but there are, 111 others that are incredibly diverse, and so knowing that and falling in love with these species and, you know, putting pressure on, you know, whatever organizations to, you know, save those species and to, you know, provide funding for work with those species is incredibly helpful.
That's fantastic. I said before we switch over and hear the other answer, the other side of the answer, I did say I was only going to ask one question, but now I have to ask if you could tell the listeners to go and look up one of the other 111 species, which one is your personal, like, recommendation for something bizarre they might not have seen before?
For something bizarre? Well, that's the thing. You know, nowadays, everybody knows an aye-aye already. It's all of these, you know, weirder species have become incredibly popular. You know, even my three-year-old had, like, a narwhal. Like, who knew of a narwhal when I was a kid? No one. So yeah. I would say maybe fanner, fork-marked lemurs are really fascinating. A species that's from Anzanahari Bay that has quite a healthy population there is Alicebus trichotis, which is the hairy-eared dwarf lemur.
Yes. So
really cute species. Not a lot is known about them. Go look them up, and hopefully as our program gets going, we'll be able to, you know, put out more research on that species in particular. But super cute, super cute little guy.
Okay. Now we could transfer over, because there was a shout of agreement, but would you agree, Lita, would that be your kind of like pick as well? Or would you go for something else?
Oh, that hairy-eared dwarf lemur was really a treat when on our field mission, and team spotted it and called me, and then we just like had that lemur just like starring there at this tree, and we looked at each other and say, like, how many people, you know, like, just come and see this species. But I will add, you know, like, the site we're gonna work at hosts one of the 25 most endangered primates in the world, but the region itself, that the northeast to northwest region, has like three of those most endangered primates in the world. So just imagine, like, you come and travel to one region in Madagascar, and then you have on your life list three of the most endangered primates in the world. That will be, then that will make your trip exceptional, and we'll be happy to help you to live that experience.
And what are those, for people who are curious, what are those species?
Okay, so I will start with the one we have in our site there, with the silky Sifaka, the Propithecus candidus. And then we have the other one, we have the white Sifaka, and then we have the black Sifaka, also another Propithecus. And then we have the Tattersall Sifaka.
Amazing.
But then also you have just south of Anzahari Bay Sud in Makira, there's the red ruff lemur, which is often a frequent individual on the top 25 most endangered primates, as well as Indri occasionally is on there. So, these are just incredibly threatened species, and there's a, it's quite easy to see them. In that region, the Northeast, and for whatever reason, tourism is very, very small in that area. You know, most people stick to the RN7, or they stick to the route between Diego and Nosy Bay, and so that region is overlooked, unfortunately. But there's a lot to see there, and we should say, because we're talking about wildlife Madagascar and all wildlife, it's not just about the lemurs, but there's incredible bird diversity and herpetofauna diversity. The chameleon numbers, the chameleon species in Anzahari Bay Sud is unmatched. There's four or five different Babesia species, these dwarf lemur, or dwarf leaf chameleons. There's just the frog diversity. Lita knows much more than I do about this, but just it's really incredible. I've worked in rainforests of Madagascar for 17, 18 years now, and the species that I saw on this last trip with him, I'd never seen before, and it's really just because of that region, it's insane. It's nuts.
Yep. And I can see us now. We've talked for an hour already, listeners, so you can go and listen to that. But I can see what's going to happen is I now have 100 questions about those things. So I'm going to need to stop myself from asking all of those. And that can be another discussion at another time. What I need to ask is the question we set out to answer, which is, Lita, do you agree? Is everyone come and visit you? Is that the way they should celebrate World Lemur Day? Is there other ways they could celebrate? What would you say to... How can they help work to protect lemurs today?
Yeah, first of all, support Wildlife Madagascar.
Yeah.
That's very important. And the second one,
shameless self.
Wildlife Madagascar, with all our partners, I will mention a bit, like Lemur Conservation Foundation and Lemur Conservation Network, that we really commit together to protect as much as we can, those special Madagascar flagship. But there's no better way than coming to this island and to see it. Madagascar is our country, our island, but it's a world heritage. It belongs to all of us. And whatever we do for lemurs, we do it for Malagasy people. And whatever we do for Malagasy people, we do it as well to protect those lemurs of Madagascar.
No, that's perfect. And I think, yes, that touches on so many themes that we talked about already, as well as kind of expands on them. And yes, hopefully will inspire a lot of people to come and see you. And even just to, if they can't afford that at this time, even just to learn more about you, go and support you. Even if they can't afford to come, give maybe a donation to yourselves and learn more about, as you said, the Lemur Conservation Network and Foundation and all of these people. That's fantastic.
Yeah, learning more, it's just expanding our knowledge of Madagascar and lemurs, knowing that there's more than one species or two species, and just, making that more mainstream, for... you know, everyone to know that there's all the, you know, this 100+ species and that they're so, you know, threatened. And same thing with the birds and the herpetofauna. It's really important.
Yeah. And yes, I will. And if you do actually want to learn more, I should do a shameless plug here and go back and listen to all of the other episodes we recorded with amazing conservation charities that work across Madagascar, because they are amazing. And what I might do actually is link all of their websites and all of course, Wildlife Madagascar's website and everything down in the description. So if you're celebrating World Lemur Day today, go out there and take even 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is, to go and look at all these things, because they're all amazing and wonderful. And on that note, it's a very brief episode today, but just wanted to remind you of what a wonderful day it is and teach you a bit more about lemurs. And of course, thank you for listening. Thank you, Tim and Lita, again, for your amazing contributions to the podcast. And yes, until next time, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Bye.
Bye.